and welcome to Food for Thought here on Siren 107.3 FM with me, Charlotte Reed. Each week I find out about local cafes and restaurants and encourage you to try out something different here in the city. I also like to celebrate the achievements of the foodies of Lincoln. On last week's show, I chatted to Des Anastasio, one of the owners of Burton Road Chippy. They were nominated as one of the top 10 fish and chip shops in the UK, and would find out if they were the overall winners of the competition down in London. So this is a special episode of Food for Thought following the story of Burton Road Chippy in the National Fish and Chip Awards 2013.
This is Siren FM.
There is nothing more British than fish and chips, so it only seems right that all 11,000 chippies from across the UK can compete for the title of National Fish and Chip Shop of the Year. Lincoln Fish and Chip Shop, the Burton Road Chippy, found out back in October that they were one of the 10 best chip shops in the UK. They won the regional competition for the East of England, so were put forward to compete for the National Fish and Chip Shop of the Year. I have been following them and their progress, met the judges to find out what is needed to be the best, and even went to find out what happened at the awards ceremony hosted by the comedian and impressionist Rory Bremner at the London Lancaster Hotel. A week before the results, I went to the restaurant to chat to the owner Des Anastasio to find out how he was feeling about being nominated for the title.
We're really, really excited. At the same time, we're a little bit nervous, but I suppose it's expected.
And so what's actually happening on the Thursday at the awards ceremony?
Each finalist will have like a half an hour slot to present the business to the judges. It's a 10-minute presentation slot and then 20 minutes for the judges to ask us various questions relating to the fish and chip industry. And depending on the answers we give, I suppose, then they choose the overall winner.
And you were saying you find that a bit nervous because it's slightly out of what you normally do.
That's right. It's not the sort of thing we do every day or every week or every year, for instance. It's something new to us. At the end of the day, we fry fish and chips. We love frying fish and chips. Presentations, I'm not so sure, but we're going to give it our best shot.
Although Des was feeling nervous about the presentation, the judging of all the chippies nationwide had been happening for months already. I spoke to one of the judges, Mick Bacon, who works for Seafish, the company who set up and run these awards. He explained what the judges look for in a fish and chip shop.
There are an awful lot of criteria against which we judge. It's not just the standards of the fish and chips, it's the friendliness, the attentiveness of the staff, it's how they source their products, where they get their fish from, it's about how well they train their staff, the overall look of the shop. There's a whole raft of criteria to look at, so to be the best of the best, they've got to perform against all those range of criteria.
It is quite a thorough test, which takes a long time before a winner is announced. Mick explains why.
There's a lot of shops to see. There's a huge number of shops throughout the UK and they're quite disparate in terms of layout. So it does take quite some time to plan it out. And obviously we want to make sure we do a proper job. We thoroughly examine the score sheets and it does take time to do that.
That's how it works for the judges, but how do the nominees feel about the process? Des explains how the competition began for the Burton Road Chippy.
It started off with obviously entering the competition back in April. And you do like a written presentation. You send it off to Seafish, the authority of running the Fish and Chip Competition Awards. They look at that, then they choose from that, they choose the best five shops in each region. Then you have a mystery shopper that comes in your shop. They buy fish and chips, obviously. They have the fish and chips, and then they come back and make themselves known to you. And then they go around with a toothbrush, checking the premises, making sure everything is spotlessly clean, about staff training. They look into all the records that we have, i.e. cleaning rotors, staff training, health and safety, the whole lot. It's quite an extensive test to go through.
Entering this competition was obviously important to Des, his partner who also runs the business, Leslie Graves, and the rest of the staff. But what did the regular Burton Road Chippy customers think? This is what Des reckons.
Most of our customers wished us good luck, and now that we're in the final, more and more customers are coming in the shop and saying, oh, good luck for next week. is rewarding when you get comments from the customers.
Their customers keep pushing Burton Road Chippy to try out new and different things. They've recently introduced gluten-free evenings, making fish and chips available for people who ordinarily are unable to eat the dish. Des explains why it's important to pay attention to what their customers want.
In general, the customers of today are more demanding. And it's up to us as an industry to identify the demands of the customers and meet those demands. Otherwise, we will fall behind. We're not just a normal little chippy, for instance. We like to look into what our customers want, not what we want to sell. What do our customers want from us? And we always try and listen to that.
And so when you first opened, did you know all along that the customer was going to be the most important thing? Or were you kind of thinking, this is what we want to do, and we're going to try and get people to really like it? Or was the customer always important from the sort of start?
Obviously, the fish and chips, the traditional fish and chips, is the customer's favourite, and it will always remain that. So yes, we open serving traditional fish and chips, fried, deep fried in butter with chips, you know. But then we realise, especially having the restaurant and being able to talk to our customers longer while they're sitting down having their meal, for instance, we realise that there are people out there that they don't really like the fish and chips, traditional fish and chips. So we're offering, for instance, poached fish, pan-fried fish, different ways to meet the demands of our customers.
To get the experience of what it's like to be a customer at the restaurants, the judges for the National Fish and Chip Awards act as mystery shoppers. Mick Bacon visited the restaurants acting as a normal customer, but in actual fact was rating the place. This part of the competition took place back in September, and the judges had to visit 50 shortlisted shops. Mick explains how the mystery shop remains impartial.
Each shop in the mystery shop part of the competition is assessed in exactly the same way, so it's a level playing field. So whilst it is enjoyable, there's also an element of work in there. We're making sure that we score consistently against the criteria. We're looking at all the same areas when we go into the shops. So as I say, it's a level playing field for all.
As part of the competition, Mick actually visited the Burton Road Chippy to judge the place. I asked him what he thought of their restaurant.
It's their first time in the competition. As judges, they're rotators around the region, so people don't know us. So I went in as the first time as a mystery judge to start with, then went back again to introduce myself as the person who was judging them. Very friendly, very welcoming. As I say, they clearly did very well because they reached the last 10.
The Burton Road Chippy have already won the titles of Best Chippy Chips in the East of England and a Best Quality Award, both in 2012. However, a lot of work has gone into improving their restaurant, as well as enjoying the community where they work, which Des explains is what brought them to Burton Road in the first place.
We've been on Burton Road for about 10 years now. We used to be a little bit further up in a smaller shop, which was just a takeaway. And about 2.5 years ago, we moved onto these premises. And the reason we moved to Burton Road is we like the area, basically. It's a heavily populated area, and although it is more or less in the middle of Lincoln, it has a village feel to it, if you know what I mean. Everybody knows everybody, and it's a nice, very nice environment to be in and be part of. And that's the main reason we moved to Burton Road.
I like the sort of restaurant here because it makes it look very different to what you'd expect from a fish and chip shop. Is that sort of something that was quite important to you?
Yes, we wanted to have a nice, smart, clean restaurant, and we did have actually, while it was being built for us, we had a lot of influence on the actual design and layout of the restaurant by talking to the architects that were involved at the time. So a lot of what you see is our ideas put into practice by the architects.
So, a week before the competition, what does Des think of their chances of winning the title of Best Chippy in the UK?
We had high hopes, to be honest. We said that we'll be really happy to win the regional, which we have done now. So, to us, it's a massive achievement. If we win the national, even better. But we enjoy being in a competition. We enjoy the thrill of it. We find that it keeps us on our toes. In turn, we keep our staff on their toes. So it's good for business. It's like you, when you're competing in any business, you tend to raise your game, and that's why we enter these competitions. So whatever we win the national or not, we feel that we achieved a lot. We raised our standards.
Now they're in the top 10 of the fish and chip shops in the country. Are there any changes they would plan to make?
We've been in the business for a long time. And thank God fish and chips has given us a comfortable living. But nothing gives us more pleasure and satisfaction when our customers come back to us and say things like, I really enjoyed that fish and chips, that was the best I ever had, or it was fantastic, or top notch, or, you know, that gives us pleasure and the will to carry on. Our customers' satisfaction is our satisfaction. That's the only way I can describe it. It's a nice feeling.
How will things change, or will anything change, now that you've been a finalist for the best fish and chip shop?
I don't think we will change a lot, to be honest. We just have to carry on doing what we're doing, making sure everything is spot on, as usual. Because if we do win the national, people, new customers, will be coming to us with high expectations. And I think it's important that we maintain our standards, if not improve our standards, to meet those expectations.
Some changes that are already taking place across the industry is where the fish is coming from. The competition is more than just a time to celebrate people's hard work, as all 10 finalists went on a trip to Norway to find out more about the fishing industry as a whole and find out more about the supply of fish from Norway to the UK. Mick, who works for Seafish, explains why it is important for the individual chippies to learn more about fish stocks and supplies.
Obviously, for the guys that sell the fish to actually go back to where it was sourced from, understand the management sort of regimes that are in place, understand the commitments of the fishermen that actually catch that, it enables those fish and chip shops to then convey that sort of message to their customers and demonstrate to their customers that they are serious about sustainable sourcing and, you know, getting their fish responsibly.
The National Fish and Chip Awards also think that it's important to know more about sustainable fishing.
Sustainability and sourcing policies are very much part of the competition now. There are a huge number of different species out there that need to be tried, as well as cod and haddock. A lot of the cod and haddock that fish and chip shops use does actually come from responsible, sustainable sources, but it doesn't do any harm at all to look at other types of fish.
Fish sustainability is something that Des already knows is important, and is something that his customers are asking him about. The Norway trip helps him find out more about the practices and how to be better at it. He tells me that sustainability is an issue that needs to start being addressed, otherwise it will start to have an impact on the future.
At the moment, fish sustainability is a big issue, because if we don't look after our fish stocks, we want our fish for a long time to come. So we learn a lot on that trip, and I have to say the Norwegians, they implemented fish sustainability from back in the 80s, and now they're reaping the rewards. They've got plenty of fish and we haven't. So really, we ought to learn from that and as an industry put something into practice to preserve our fish stocks.
So is that something that's also important to you and the restaurant, not just getting the best sort of meals out there for people, but also paying attention to how to get the best ingredients and how to be good to the environment as well?
That's right, yes. I mean, I have to say, a few years ago, not many customers asked anything about fish sustainability, for instance. Nowadays, we're finding more and more customers actually asking, where is our fish coming from? Is it from sustainable sources? Because people are actually beginning to realise that if we don't look after the fish stocks, we're not going to have fish. So it's becoming more of a topic with our customers to talk about. And the trip to Norway, what has done is helped us to understand it even more, so we can relay that message to our customers.
The trip to Norway also gave the 10 finalists a chance to meet each other. I wondered if Des had taken this as an opportunity to find out how to beat his competitors.
I do know them by name and face, if you like. They're all a nice bunch of lads, and we enjoyed the trip to Norway a lot. I enjoyed their company. So I'm looking forward to seeing them all in London again, actually. It'd be nice to meet up again with them.
Were you all just sort of talking normally, or were you sort of all sizing one another up whilst you were on the trip?
No, I think we was all normal. I was normal anyway, because I was there to learn something new, and also we enjoyed Norway itself. Beautiful place. We had a few laughs together, so I don't think there was any of that, how like, what's he like or what's she like, or, you know, it was a nice friendly bunch.
Lincoln's first community radio station, Siren 107.3 FM.
This is a special episode of Food for Thought here on Siren 107.3 FM. The Burton Road Shippy, who are from Lincoln, have been nominated as one of the 10 best fish and chip shops in the country. They are representing the east of England and will find out if they win at an awards ceremony in London at the Lancaster Hotel. The last part of the competition is a presentation to a panel of judges. This is a chance for the shops to explain more about their businesses. This took place on the day of the awards ceremony, and I caught up with Des and Leslie afterwards to find out how it went.
It was very nerve-wracking to start with. Earlier in the morning, we was getting really, really nervous as the time was approaching for our presentation. When we first went in, again, we was slightly nervous, I think. But as the presentation went on, we got more and more confident. So, yes, nerve-wracking, exciting.
We feel we've done our best, and hopefully the best for our team as well, because at the end of the day, we won't be here without them.
Because when I spoke to you last week, the presentation was the bit you were kind of the most nervous about, because it's something that you don't normally do.
That's right, it's something completely new to us.
Yeah, we cook fish and chips. We don't normally end up in boardrooms and give presentations. We, you know, we cook and we clean.
So how many people were you presenting to in the end then?
There was 12 judges in the room. But I have to say, they made us feel at ease. We didn't feel threatened by any of the questions, for instance, that they asked us. It was questions that we deal with every day in our working lives. So from that respect, we felt quite comfortable, like I said, towards the end. The first part where we was doing the presentation was the difficult part.
And so how do you feel now that the actual day has come?
Well, we're relieved that we've finished with the presentation, but it's been a whole, really, it's been a whole exciting time, and we've had so much support from everybody in the industry as well. We've been made to feel so welcome. And it's really just been an eye-opening experience. It's just been, well, thoroughly pleasurable, really.
And what do you reckon your chances are for tonight, then?
10%. Well, like I said, we feel that we didn't mess our presentation up in any sort of way. So we're confident. But it's 10% for everybody, I suppose. There's 10 shops, so...
Have you just been focused on the ceremony, or have you had a chance to kind of relax and enjoy yourself?
Not until after the presentation. Once we finished that, we did go out for a walk. We went to the park. We chased a few squirrels around. So that was an exciting bit for us. Obviously, now we're waiting for the result. We're excited about it. So.
But we've done all we can. Yes. So, you know, it's time to enjoy it as well.
This year is the 25th year of the National Fish and Chip Awards. When Seafish started the awards back in 1988, the competition aimed to raise the standards across the industry and celebrate people's hard work. Mick Bacon, who works for Seafish and is one of the judges in the competition, says the awards have only become more important since they began.
The awards ceremony seems to go from strength to strength. The entries into the competitions each year seem to get higher and higher. So yes, clearly the industry values it. The winners clearly value it from the, I would imagine, the enhanced sort of profits and sales they get.
The awards are also an opportunity for everyone to relax. And Mick says it's important for people running fish and chip shops to have the evening off.
I think it's always important to celebrate success. The guys work hard all year. They put heart and soul into doing what they do. And to be recognised with an award industry night can't be bad for anybody.
2013.
On the night, the Burton Road Chippy are nominated for the National Fish and Chip Shop of the Year Award for an independent takeaway and the Fish and Chip Feast Fundraiser Award. At the beginning of the night, all 10 finalists get a chance to go on stage and pick up their regional award.
With 30 years industry experience between them and a first-time finalist here tonight, Leslie Graves and Anastasios, better known as Des, Anastasio from Burton Road Fish and Chips.
The second award of the night is the Fish and Chip Feast Fundraising Award, which the Burton Road Chippy win.
I'm delighted this year the award goes to the Burton Road Chippy.
The evening also celebrates staff development, Young Fish Fryer of the Year, and marketing innovation, with many more awards to celebrate the successes of the industry. But to find out the overall winner, let's go to the night's host, Rory Bremner.
Moment of truth.
Go on.
It's gone. It's true honour in the silver anniversary year to reveal the top independent takeaway fish and chip shop of the year for 2013 is...
The Bay.
Unfortunately, at the end of the evening, though, the National Fish and Chip Shop of the Year Award went to The Bay in Stonehaven, Aberdeenshire. After the award ceremony, I congratulated Burton Road Chippy on their wins. Even though they'd lost out on the big award, Leslie Graves is still extremely proud of their achievement.
Won a fundraising award, yeah, which is fabulous. The staff were, all our team worked really, really hard for that, and I can't thank them enough. But we are still winners. We are still one of the top 10 in the UK. And it doesn't get better than that. There are 11,000 fish shops in the UK, and to be in the top 10 is pretty good.
And you just found out that the chief of Seafish, who actually run this entire competition,
yep.
You are his local chippy.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shocker. As you heard me just say, where did you pop up from? He just told me he lived around the corner from us, but he doesn't have anything to do with the judging, and he's only now just announced that to me. Yeah, bit of a shocker.
Enjoyed the whole run-up to the competition and the night?
Oh yeah, it's been a fabulous experience, and there's so many lovely people involved, there's so much support going on, and I just can't thank our team enough. They've been so supportive of us, and this sort of thing is never something you can do on your own. It doesn't take one person, it takes a team.
And this is your first time going into this competition.
Yeah.
Will you do it again?
I'm boldly saying now, yeah, definitely.
This is Siren FM.
That was a special episode of Food for Thought following the Burton Road Chippy throughout the National Fish and Chip Awards 2013. Many congratulations to the Burton Road Chippy, and hopefully they will run again in the competition. If you'd like to listen to this show again, then just head to sirenonline.co.uk. And when you're on the website, you can also find photos from the night as well.